turundusuudised.
Trendwatching.com has prepared 10 trends shaping the consumerism during 2015. And we have discussed almost all the trends by now. So this week we discussed the last trend that was pointed out, that was called brand stance. And that tells that customers now are more surrounded by branding content and they expect that brands take a stand on issues and really share the point of views. And some examples here, one of them is Glamour Poland, that is a magazine that offered a free full-page advertisement and an editorial for an online community fighting bullying and trolling. And it was already done last year. And then the next example was about Pantene India, that launched a campaign pointing out ridiculous claims that do not work and that were made by beauty products. So my question here is that what do you think? How should this trend influence companies in Estonia and Finland?
Well, this one I would have to just comment from a very, very general level. I personally believe that any brand should have a strong conscience of what they do and how they are communicating and most of all how they are perceived. So that that what they actually do and communicate is for real. I mean the fact is that transparency and brands, in my opinion, should stand for something, but would be a very hard task to, or it requires very careful thinking of how to do that in real life.
I absolutely do agree, because if I look from a different point of view and take the brand stand really and look from the brand owner's point of view, then there are always a lot of corporate discussions about what should we sponsor, how should we sponsor, whom should we sponsor, and do we really want to be connected to the very negative topics? And that's why often it seems when I look at the Estonian companies, they are choosing the more kind of the, let's say, the lighter topics. It's always easy to sponsor culture, maybe sports, even if it's not maybe children's activity. It's always so kind of fun and energetic, and it's a lot of going on there. But if we really go into the deeper points, what is happening in the society about the violence or really about the bullying or something, so the brands really don't want to go so deep because they are afraid of being really connected with these not so positive topics.
Yes, you are true. You are very correct in that sense. And I guess it's perceived as risky business from the brand point of view. But I think the ones that have the courage to do that will be the winners after all. In coalition loyalty or in loyalty in general, we quite often are engaged in some sort of charity and things like that. Once again, those are very neutral, positive things. But when it comes to these harder items, then it's basically non-existent for the moment.
Yeah, that's true. So I do really encourage Estonian companies, at least I don't know much about what Finnish companies are doing, but in Estonia to maybe go a bit deeper and to really choose an area that fits to your brand and to shows that you really care, that you don't just distribute money or do it for the fun's sake or for free PR, but you really care. I think that there are more and more people who really appreciate that, and I think that maybe you shouldn't worry about these few who say that it's too much.
Well, actually, that would be a very good hint for us also as PINS operator. We could definitely be more engaged in something like that. So thank you for the hint.
Oh, thank you, and let me know how does it go.
Yeah.
Very good.